Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
Pesachim Daf Kuv Zayin. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Hilchsa Ta'am Mekadesh V'Ta'am Mavdil. A person who was Ta'am before he made Kiddush, he still should make Kiddush, and if a person was Ta'am before Avdala, he still makes Avdala. Somebody who wasn't Mekadesh Leil Shabbos when he was supposed to, he still could be Mekadesh the entire day Ad Moitzoy Shabbos. It's interesting that he used the Lashon Ad Moitzoy Shabbos. So you already told me Mekadesh V'Holach Kol Hayom Kula, you have the rest of the day. Obviously it means until Moitzoy Shabbos. What's the Gemara trying to add? It's possible that the Gemara is trying to allude to the idea that if, let's say, a person didn't make Kiddush and it went by, the entire day passed, and he got to the Zman of Tosfos Shabbos. That means that it's already no longer Kol Hayom Kulay, but it's not yet Moitzoy Shabbos, because Shabbos is not over. He was Moisip Me'achol Al HaKodesh. From the addition, Ad Moitzoy Shabbos, it will be Mashpah that he still could make Kiddush. However, the Prima Gadim does say, in Simresh Ayin Aleph, that the regular Nusach of Kiddush, you only have the right to say until Bein HaShmoshes. Once Bein HaShmoshes comes, then you should say the Nusach of Kiddush without being Masker, the Shame, and Malchus. I'll call upon him. Rava continues his psak. He says that if you weren't Mekadesh be'erev Shabbos, Mekadesh v'olach kol yom kuli ad Moitzoy Shabbos, mishaloi hivdol b'Moitzoy Shabbos, somebody who didn't make Havdola on Moitzoy Shabbos, mavdol v'olach kol Shabbos kuloi, then he gets the entire week, which the Gemara, of course, explained before means up until Wednesday. He has till the end of Tuesday night. Now, Amemer says almost the same thing, but he has one change. He says, Hilchsa Tom Mekadesh, Tom Mavdol, Mishloi Kiddush, Be'erev Shabbos, Mekadesh Ve'el Kol Hayom Kulei. That he agrees with the first Girsa of Rava. But then he says, Mishloi Hivdol, Moitzoy Shabbos, Mavdol, Ve'el Kol Hayom Kulei. If a person missed Havdalah, he doesn't have Kol HaShabbos Kulei. He doesn't have up until Wednesday. Rather, he has the entire next day, Sunday. Tosfos says that the halacha is like Lishna Kama, that you can be Mavdil up until Wednesday. His raya is from what we said earlier, that B'nai Reb Chiya say on Daf Kovav Meral, Mishlei Hivdol Moitzoy Shabbos Mavdil V'Holich B'chol HaShabbos Kuloi. Furthermore, he says, U'B'Tishabov Shechal Liyes B'Moitzoy Shabbos Nami Regil Nahavdil Acharat Tainis. We see that when Tishabov is on Sunday, so it's impossible to be Mavdil on Moitzoy Shabbos. You can't be Mavdil the entire Sunday. And yet, after Sunday is over, you're Mavdil. So you see that you have more than just Kol HaYom Kuloi. So you see from this Tosfos that according to Amemer, who holds that you only have Kol HaYom Kulay, you cannot be Mavdil after Sunday is over when Tisha B'Av is Chal on Sunday. Because according to Amemer, all you have is Sunday. You don't have beyond Sunday. However, not everybody agrees to this. The Shita of the Bahag, and it's brought down by the Chiddush Aran, is that we paskin like Amemer. You only have Kol HaYom Kula. You don't have Kol HaShabbos. Nevertheless, the Bahag paskins that if Tisha B'Av turned out to be on Sunday, you're allowed to be Mavdil after Tisha B'Av is over. And the Ran over here really asks on the Halachas Gedolos, on the Bahag, why in the world would you say that you could be Mavdil on Moitzoy Tisha B'Av? It's past the first day, and according to Amemer, you don't have beyond the first day. The Ran gives a very interesting teretz. Before we explain his teretz, we will be makdim with the following question. In the Shita of Amemer, who says that you only have the first day, how do we understand the gather of that din? The Mandi Amar, the first Lashon, that says that you have until Wednesday, that is seen by all of the Rishonim, and Rabbi Kveger makes it clear that that's how he understands it, as a din tashlumin. Tashlumin means that the Zman is Motzei Shabbos. If you didn't do it in the proper time, we give you a chance to make up for what you missed on Motzei Shabbos. So din tashlumin. Now the conventional understanding of Amemer, says the Ran, is that he doesn't hold that there's a din tashlumin at all. Rather, he holds that since you have a din, Moitzoy Shabbos to do Avdolah, and the next day is considered Moitzoy Shabbos because Lagabi certain dinim, the Yom is Hoylech Achar HaLaila, the Moshel by Kodshim, you find that the Yom is always Hoylech Achar HaLaila, so Sunday is Shayach to Moitzoy Shabbos. Since Sunday is still considered Moitzoy Shabbos, it's still the Zman. It's not a din tashlumin. You don't have a din tashlumin at all. Now, if that's the way you understand it, so if Sunday passes, it's no longer Motzei Shabbos, so why on Motzei Tisha B'Av should you be able to make Avdolah? Says the Ran, there's another way to understand that Memer. Lo'olam HaMemer understands that you have a din tashlumin. It's not that Sunday is considered a chiluk of Moitzai Shabbos. Sunday is a din tashlumin, just like the other Man Yomer holds. It's just that a Memer feels that since the person was lax enough and he didn't take care of his chiyuv on Sunday, we're not going to give him more tashlumin than just one day. That's too much of a pshia, and we don't feel that the person deserves another day of tashlumin. The Ran even brings down the Gemara in Brachas that says that if a person forgot to daven Shachris, so he's mispelled Mincha twice. If he forgot Mincha, he's mispelled Ma'ariv twice. However, if the person did it b'mezid, then he has no longer any din tashlumin. And continues the Ran, he says, even if the person over here forgot to do it during Sunday, but that's already called a pshia, because a full day passed and he didn't manage to remember to make Avdallah, then we look at that like a pshia, and therefore he doesn't deserve any more tashlumin. However, says the Ran, when it was Tisha B'Av, he didn't have a choice. He wasn't able to make Avdallah. So, of course, we give him the right to make Avdallah on Matzai Tisha B'Av as well. So, it comes out that there's a fundamental machloikis we shine him here, how to understand Shittas HaMeimer, if the Pshat HaMeimer is that the din to be Mavdil during Sunday is a din Tashlumin, or the din to be Mavdil on Sunday is because that is the Zman. Another nafkamina between these two tzadim is what happens if a person was pater on Moitzoy Shabbos. Let's say he was an oinin, pater min ha-mitzvahs. Does he have the din to make a havdalah afterwards on Sunday according to Amemar, or until Wednesday according to the other shita? Because if you see the din of making Avdallah after Motzei Shabbos as a din tashlumin, so the halacha always is that if a person was pater b'shas when the chiyuv was chal, there's no din tashlumin. However, if what it is an extended Zman, that this is also considered part of Moitzoy Shabbos, according to HaMeimar, then you could say that even though in the beginning of the Moitzoy Shabbos he was Potter, but if he's no longer an Oinin during Sunday, so then he should make Havdalah. This is actually Machloikis between Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Rami Rutenberg brought down by the Rosh. In Brachis, the third Perek, Sif Beis, whether when somebody was Potter, Moitzoy Shabbos, does he have a din to make Havdalah later on in the week? Miches Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph Sifkaten Tes says Al Korchach Aplut Tehi Ledas Ria Nal Gabi Avdolah Havi Tashlumin. The din by Avdolah Tashlumin Im Kain Imu Potter Ein Tzarich LaHashlam Uledas Baram Lo Yavi Tashlumin El Atchilas Achiyuv Hu Ad Revi B'Shabbes. Your beginning of the Chiyuv, even when you have until Wednesday, it's not seen as a din Tashlumin according to the Merami Rutenberg. Rather, that is its man. So essentially, we have a machlokes rishonim how to understand the shita that you're mavdil even until Wednesday. According to Miches Chinuch, there's machlokes if that's a din tashlumin or that's itzman. And now we have another machlokes even on the tzad that the din to do it until Wednesday, according to those shitas, is a din tashlumin. How to understand the din of a meimer that you only have Sunday? Interestingly enough, Rabbi Kiva Eiger in Simon Reish Tzadik Vav, Siv Vav, seems to hold that both could coexist. The Hainu, he says that even according to the Man Yomer, who says, the Man Yomer Paschal, like you have the rest of the week, meaning you have until Wednesday. However, the din of Sunday is different than Monday and Tuesday. Sunday is an extension of Motzei Shabbos, and therefore, if a person was not Mechuyiv, Motzei Shabbos, he was an Oinin, so if he becomes Mechuyiv on Sunday, then he can make Havdalah then. However, if he first becomes Mechuyiv afterwards, then he doesn't make Havdalah. And the reason is because after Sunday, the Geder is Din Tashlumin. So if you were Potter during the Ikar Zman Achiyuv, there's no Din Tashlumin. Masha Enker Reb Kiva Eiger understands that Sunday is considered part of Motzei Shabbos, and therefore if you became Mechuyiv on Sunday, you do make Havdalah because it's not a Din Tashlumin. Now, la halacha, since there is the machlokes Yerushalayim that we just mentioned, Tosfos holds that you have until Wednesday. The Bahag Shita is that you only have on Sunday, so the Shulchan Aruch brings down both days, but the Ramah says the Iker is Kesfar Rishayna, dahainu the Shita of Tosfos that you have until Wednesday. The Gemara quotes Mayinuka, Maykishisha, Bereid Rav Chista, telling Rav Ashi about a story when a Mamer came to their city and they didn't have wine to give him. So they brought him Shechar to make Havdalah on, and he wouldn't make Havdalah, and he went to sleep hungry. The next day they brought him wine, and he made Havdalah, and then he was able to eat. The next year he came to the place again. They didn't have wine to give him. They brought him Shechar, and he said, oh, I guess I see that this is the Chamar Medina. And he was Mavdil on it. Chamar Medina means the wine of a Medina. It used to be that people used to drink wine, generally speaking, that was the beverage that they used to drink during the Suda. When there was no wine available, they would pick some sort of other beverage. And if it was common to use that beverage in a particular place, that was called Chamar Medina. there is a machlokes rishonim how to define availability. What do we mean when we say that yayin was not available? According to the Rashbam over here, in Dibra Maschel Chamar Medina, it has to be ein yayin acher bi'ir hazois. There is no other wine in this city, kiyim sheicher. The Rav Yoh brought down by the Agos Mamonis in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chof Tes Halacha Dalet, says that it has to be that ein yayin b'chol ha-medina. If there's yayin in the Medina, but there's not yayin in this city, then you cannot define this as Chamar Medina, because the Medina at large does use yayin. The Torah brings a Yesh Mefarshim that it has to be that there are no kiramim, there are no vineyards near this city, even if there is wine available in the stores, it doesn't make a difference, because as long as there are no kramim in the vicinity, we do not consider yayin to be the chamar medina. Now there is a question, halacha, we know that in certain circumstances we allow one to make havdalah if they can't drink yayin. Many are soymich on this during the 9 days. We allow a person to make havdalah on sheicher. And the question is that, in Hanami, according to the Yesh Mefarshim of the Torah, there are no kramim surrounding many of the cities that we live in. So you could explain that we'll assume that Sheikhar could be considered Chamar Medina for that reason. But we don't paskin like the Yesh Mefarshim of the Torah, and therefore you should need the Tanai that is Ein Yain Motsui, either in that Medina or in that ear. Many people make Kiddush Shabbos morning on schnapps. Friday night, we're never makel to allow Chamar Medina because you could always be Mekadesh al Hapas. But why is it that we're makel in our Medinas to be Mekadesh on Chamar Medina or make Havdalah on Chamar Medina? You should require not having wine. And the way it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch is also that way. B'makam she'en yayin, it's in Simen Ayin Reish Beis Siftes. B'makam she'en yayin motzu, yesh oimrim she'mekadeshin al ha-sheichar, u'shar mashkin chutz min ha-mayim. So in order to be matzdik the Minhag Yisrael, Rav Ozner says in the Shevet HaLevi, a very interesting thing, he says that when it was common for everybody to always drink yayin in the middle of the Suda, so in order to consider something else as a replacement for yayin, and then thereby consider it Chamar Medina, you have to have the fact that it is not Matsui in that place, because otherwise everybody drinks yayin. Masha'en Kain, nowadays, it's not common for people to constantly be drinking yayin as the beverage that goes along with the Suda. So this is his Limud Tzchus on the Minhag Yisrael. This is the Shevet HaLevi in Chelek Gimel Simen Chav Vav. It should be made clear, though, that we do not use a mashke that's only something that serves as a thirst quencher, like soft drinks and the like. Rather, it has to be something that people use as a shtir chashuva, and your mechabed orchem with it when they don't want yayin. So just like yayin itself is something that when it was used as a drink, it went along with the suda, but it was a kibud, and it was a drink in and of itself, even when a person wasn't thirsty, so too, the Chamar Medina has to be such a drink. And therefore, there's a discussion amongst the Poskim if drinks such as fresh orange juice would be considered Chamar Medina. Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Yashiv both held that it was possible to be Yotze with those drinks like orange juice and the like, as if they were Chamar Medina. Others disagree. Rabbi Avad Yosef happens to hold that anything that's not Meshaker, it's not like Sheikhar or Yain, then you can't use it as Chamar Medina either. The Dvar Shmuel in our Sugya brings this down, and he asks on him that it doesn't seem to be true, because you see Yain Megitoy, things that are similar to grape juice, which is not Meshaker, could be used as well. Coffee and tea, which is definitely the type of drink that people drink not for thirst-quenching purposes, you're mechabed a person with a coffee. There is the Aruch HaShulchan who says in Simen Ayin Reish Beis Sif Yudalid that sweet tea is something that could be considered Chamar Medina for somebody that doesn't have yayin. Take a look at the Shailos HaTshuvos Levushei Mordechem Adur Tanyona Simen Nun Aleph and Egus Moshe Chelik Beis Simen Ayin Hei Madani Shlomo Amud Nun Tes, Shal Sachuvas Evan Yisrael, Chelik Testament Mem Hei, for a more extensive discussion on coffee and tea. Soft drinks seems to be even harder to be matir than coffee and tea, because even though there are those that are matir soft drinks, and there's even perhaps a svar to be matir soft drinks more than coffee and tea, because Rav Avad Yosef in Yabia Omer Chelik Gimel Simen Yud Tes says one reason why he doesn't want to be matir using coffee and tea is because we allow you to drink coffee and tea before davening. So that makes it like mayim. And mayim, the poskim said, you can't be yoytzi because it's not chashiv. So if you're allowed to drink it before davening, then it's also not considered a chashiv thing. And soft drinks is something that we don't find people being matir to eat, to drink before davening. However, Reb Moshe, in the aforementioned tshuva, says that soda and cola, things like soft drinks, are like mayim ba'alma because their ikar shtia is for thirst quenching. Even though it may have achshivas, but that is the tachlis, and you do it to quench your thirst or to cool yourself off in hot days. And you're not mechabit a person with it when he's not tzarech loy. In other words, a coffee you'll give a person as a covet. A person will not be mechabit somebody else with a glass of Coca-Cola. So even though Reb Moshe b'shas adchak allows you to use coffee and tea, but he would not allow b'shas adchak to use soft drinks. We should also mention that the Mishnah Brura says that when one makes kiddush on schnapps, he brings from many achroinim, there's Magen Avraham, Lushe Sra, the Prima Godim, that a person has to use a revius and drink maloy lugmov. And b'dievet, it's enough if he splits it up amongst the rest of the mesubin. But the Marsham in Arachayim, Simen Kuf Ayin Hei, brings that quite a few tzaddikim, the Rav Shitzerov, and others were noyig to drink only a little bit of schnapps because there were some chadataz in Simen Reish Yud, Tzivkat and Aleph, who says that in Yibracha Achroina, it's enough a small shear because that's the Derech Hashtia, and since that's the Cheshivas, so we are Simech on that. As far as being mavdil al hapas, doing havdalah al hapas, even according to the shittas that you could be mekadesh al hapas, like we mentioned, daf kovav, there's machlokes, the Rashbam and Tosfos bechlal, if you could do kiddush al hapas. But even if you hold that you could do kiddush al hapas, doing havdalah al hapas is much harder to be matir. Roiv rishenim hold you can't. Rabbeinu Dov, the Ram Chalava, the Ran, and the Rosh all say that you cannot be mavdil al hapas. Only the Balaiter in Hilchos Matzah Mor says that it's okay to be mavdil al hapas, but the Rosh brings a raya in our parak in Siman Yud Zayin that you can't, because it says that a Amemer, when he came to that place, he wanted to be mavdil, and they didn't have yayin, so he went to sleep hungry. Doesn't say that he had an Eitzah to be mavdil al hapas. The reason why we'd be mechalik between Kiddush and Havdalah, that Kiddush could be done al-Pas, is simply because Kiddush, we know, has to be Makam Suda, and Kiddush is together with the Suda. So part of the Tzura of Kiddush is that you're Mekadesh with the Suda, if it has to be Makam Suda, and therefore it's all considered one large inseparable entity. So since the pas has a shaykhes to the suda, you could be mekadesh ala pas. Mashen kein, havdalah doesn't need a suda, so being mavdil ala pas would not be permissible. The Gemara brings down a machloikis, how much you have to be toyim. The din is, ha-mavarach tzarech shiyitayim, that the one who makes kiddush has to be toyim from the kois. The shayla is, do you have to be toyim a kol shehu, or do you need even meloy lugmov? We paskin that you need to be toyim meloy lugmov. Toysfiz in Dibra Maschlim, toa meloy lugmov yotza, says that meloy lugmov does not mean the person's full meloy lugmov, the amount of yayin that would fill up both of his cheeks. Rather, it means like the Gemara explains in Yuma, daf pei, kol she'ilu misalke litzad echad, yiroi kimloi lugmav. If the person pushes all of the yayin into one side, on one cheek, it will appear to somebody who's looking at him from the side that he's filled up both of his cheeks. And that, says Tosis, is less than a revius. Kiramrin and Hossam, like the Gemara says over there, that sheer Meloy Lugmov is less than a revius. Avo Meloy Lugmov, Amrin and Hossam, Davi Yosem revius. If the person would fill up both cheeks, that's generally speaking more than a revius. Tosfos in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Vav Mabez, Dibra Maschel V'yamayd, says on the Gemara over there, that makes it clear that for a koshel brach it's enough to have a revius. Tosfos asks from our Gemara, in Arvi Psachim it says that you need to be toyim meloy lugmav, and meloy lugmav is more than revius. Answers Tosfos in one teretz, like our Tosfos, that meloy lugmav in our sugya doesn't mean the regular din of meloy lugmav, rather it means like the Gemara in Yuma, that one side is enough, and meloy lugmav means that it looks like it's meloy lugmav, and that's less than a revius. However, Tosfos gives another teretz, and that is that lo'olam we're talking in our sugya about meloy lugmav, you have to fill up both cheeks, which would mean that the kois in our sugya is talking about more than revius. So how come it's mavur in the sugya over there that all you need is a revius? Answers Tosfos in Shabbos that the din of kiddush is different. All other kois shel bracha needs only a revius. Masha'en kein, the kois of kiddush requires a shir meloy lugmav, both meloy lugmav, and that is more than a revius. The marsha over there on Tosfos in Shabbos asks, how could you be mechalik between the kois of kiddush and all other kois of shel bracha? After all, he says that in Arei Psachim it says, Dalit koises halolu, tzorech sheyehei behen kedei mezigas hakois yofe. Mezigas hakois yofe means, kedei meziga lekol echo ve'echad v'hainu kedei revias lekulon, like the Gemara says. And one of the Dalit koises is, of course, the kois of Kiddush. So if you're going to tell me that Mekadosh is different than all other koises shel bracha, how come we allow all Dalit koises to be a revias? According to Second Teretz and Tosfos and Shabbos, the first kois should have to be Maloy Lugmov. The Sefer Yad David gives a very nice answer to the Marsha's question. He says that even though the Mekadesh has to have Dafka Maloy Lugma because of the Cheshivas of Kiddush, it's possible that Tosfos holds that the rest of the Mesubin also have Dalit Koises in front of them. As we will see, this is Machlokes Rishonim. Tosfos, in the beginning of the Perek, on Daf Tzadik Tesamid Beis, Dibra Maschaloi Vichusuloi Me'arba Koises, says that it's Mashma that not everybody has to have Dalit Koises in front of them. It's enough for somebody to be Moitzi them, Ala Kois, Kiddush Ala Kois, Haggadah Ala Kois, Birkas HaMazon Ala Kois, and Halal Al HaKois. However, as Tosfos points out over there, it's not Mashma like that in the Gemara. The Gemara says, HaKol Chayavim Ba'arba Koises, Echad Noshim Ve'echad Tinoikis. And Tosfos ends off by saying, "V'nir lahachmir ulahatzuch arba koises l'chol echad." Kiyodua the Brisker Rav in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Zayin Halacha Tes makes it a machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. So, if we are to assume that Tosfos' shita in Shabbos is that all the mesubim are supposed to have a kois in front of them, and it's just that the mevorich could be moitzi them with the various brachas, so the mevorich has to have maloy lugma because he's the one who's making kiddush. Everybody else just has to be yoitz the chiv of dalit koises, and the chiv of dalit koises is not Kiddush. It doesn't need to have Maloy Lugmav. It's enough for just the Revias. And that's what Tosfos means when they say Dafka Mekadosh. In other words, only the person himself who's being Mekadosh and he's being Moitzi other people. But the other people who are Yoitze with his Kiddush, they don't have to drink Maloy Lugmav. And therefore, when the Gemara says Dalet Koises Halolu Tzerch Sheibahem Revias, it's talking about people who are Yoitze Kiddush from somebody else. The Mishnah said in the beginning of the Perek, Arei Psachim Samach Lemincha LaYoichel LaAdam Achatechshach. You're not supposed to eat starting from Samach Lemincha. The Gemara now has a question. Iboilahu Samach Lemincha Gedoyla Tanan Oidilma Samach Lemincha Ketana Tanan. Mincha Gedoyla is 6.5 hours into the day, and perhaps you have to stop eating from Samach Lemincha Gedoyla in order that you should end up bringing the Karban Pesach. It could be that if a person will start a Suda close enough to the time that he's supposed to bring the Karban Pesach, he's going to be Nimna from bringing the Karban Pesach. And the other tzad is that you have to stop eating Samach Lemincha Ketana. Mincha Ketana starts 9.5 hours into the day, so a half hour before then, you have to stop eating because the Gemara says, Mishum Matzah, Dilma Asi Lemichla Lematzah Achila Gasa. If a person eats too close to the time that he's supposed to be eating matzah, Be'erev Toich Lematzahs, then he won't have an appetite and he's going to eat the matzah Achila Gasa. The Rashbam asks a question. He says, why does the Gemara have to change from Pesach to Matzah? The first side of the Gemara, of course, is talking about the Karban Pesach, because starting to eat so early would only cause him to be Nimna from bringing the Karban Pesach. It's too early to start worrying about Achila Gasa by the Matzah. However, the second side, why did the Gemara have to choose the Matzah? Pesach also is no good if you eat it Achila Gasa. So we could have just as easily discussed Achilas Pesach in the second side of the Gemara. The Rashbam gives two terutzim. The first teretz, he says, is that it's much easier to create an Achila Gasa with regards to Achilas Matzah than Karban Pesach, because there's a level to which a person can fill himself up and have no appetite to eat something like matzah, but still have an appetite to eat basar. The second Teretz Rashbam says is that the Gemara is trying to say the biggest chiddush, because in the first tzad, the only way to explain the iser to eat is because of the asiyah of the Karban Pesach, and that would only apply bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam. Masha'en can, according to the second reason, it could even be nowadays because you have the time of Achilas Matzah. Now, if you take a look at the Rashbam and Daf Tzadik Tesma Beis in the Mishnah, Dibar Maschel Lo Yoichel Adam, he says, you're not allowed to eat Kedei She Yoichel Matzah Shel Mitzvah Litei Avon, Mishum Hidur Mitzvah. It's very strange because our Gemara gives us two options, either because of the Asiyah of the Karban Pesach, or because we don't want you to eat the Matzah Achila Gasa. Why does Rashbam explain that it's in order for you to eat the Matzah Shel Mitzvah Litei Avon because of Hidr Mitzvah? Where did he get that from? The chshash is that we're worried that you're going to be so full that your achila is going to be an achila gasa. Now the truth is that Tosfos in our sugya, Dibar Maschel Dilma Asi Lemechal Achila Gasa, tells us that there's two types of achila gasa. Tosfos starts out with a kasha. They say that achila gasa is not an achila like the Gemara says in Yuma, that if a person eats achila gasa b'yom kippurim, he's potter. Asks Tosfos that the Gemara in Nozer Daf Chav Gimel says by Korban Pesach that there could be two people eating the Korban Pesach. The one who ate it properly was mekayim a mitzvah, and ze she'achla achila gasa u'poishim yikashlu bom is considered a rasha. The Gemara asks, Rasha kariyisla, you call him a Rasha? Nehidle Ovid mitzvah min amuvchar, Pesach miyaka Ovid. Even though he didn't do a mitzvah min amuvchar, but he at least was mekayim the mitzvah. So you see that achila gasa is called a kiyam ha-mitzvah. The Rabbeinu Tam answers, the trei gavni achila gasa. There are two types of achila gasa. Achas shenafshay kotza milechol. There's a type of achila gasa that you're not chayiv on Yom Kippur, and that's when you are nafshay kotza lechol. The person actually has an aversion to eating. Eating is something that he's kotz, he's disgusted by. But then there's another type of achila gasa, she'enu mis'ave lechol, that he doesn't have a taiva to eat. Ach yesh batam. Now that is the type of achila that the Gemara Nozer is talking about when it says that the person was at least mekayim the mitzvah and it just wasn't mitzvah min amuvcher. Tosfos says there's a third level of pesach nechel ala soiva hainu shemisave lechel ktsas. He has a little bit of a appetite. So it's possible that the Rashbam understood that in our Gemara, when we have a chashash that a person is going to eat a suda min amincha olamala, it's not a chashash that it's going to bring him to the level of nafshei kotza lechol. Not everybody fills himself up that much that it's impossible for him to eat anything. Even though that's how Tosfos learned the Gemara, because Tosfos explains our Gemara dilma asa lemechal achila gasa ve'ena achila kiramrina beperek basa deyuma. Tosfos understands that the chashash in our sugya is that it's going to bring the person to a nafshei kotza. But perhaps the Rashbam understood that it's not that it's going to bring you to a level of nafshei kotza, rather it's going to be to a level where it's not mitzvah min amuvcher because he's not mis'ave lechol. The problem with saying this is that, first of all, even this level of achila gasa is more extreme than what the Rashbam is alluding to in the beginning of the perek. Because as is mavur in Tosfos, the level of achila gasa that the person has no taiva lechol is a level at which the person is not mekayim the mitzvah of achilas pesach min hamuvcher. That is much less than the level that the Rashbam is referring to when he says that we want you to eat matzah shel mitzvah l'teyavoin, mishum hider mitzvah. He should have said much more than that. He should say that there is a chashash that he's going to eat achila gasa. He may not want to say that there's a chashash that he's going to eat achila gasa, which is not shma achila. He could say, though, that there's a chashash that he's going to eat achila gasa and he's not going to have a taiva lechol, which is poigim his achila much more than just making it that it's not a hider mitzvah l'tei avon. It makes it to the extent that he's not really mekayim a mitzvah min amuvcher. Even if it were a carbon pesach, which doesn't need to be eaten l'tei avon, he's not mekayim a mitzvah min amuvcher, like you see in the Gemara in Nazir. Second of all, the Rashbam doesn't seem like he's referring to the level of achila gasa that he's not mis'ave lechol. Rather, he seems like he understands that we're talking about the level of achila gasa, which is not an achila at all. Because the lashon of the Rashbam is, when he's asking his question that we mentioned earlier, that why do we have to change from talking about the Pesach to talking about the Matzah, he says, Nehi nami de mishum Pesach ikal mekhaim shel achila gasa, even though, l'gabe the Pesach, you also have a chashash achila gasa. The Afa Gav says the Rashbam, du nechal ala soiva, achila gasa mia eino achila. Achila gasa is not an achila. Ubekod shem mazaku de chashpinu lebiyavomis. So you see that the Rashbam is talking about the level of achila gasa that is not even considered an achila, which means that it's nafshei kotza. Now theoretically, you could say that the Rashbam sort of changes that in the next line when he says elam yishum de legabi lechem avi achila gasa ba'achila mu'etes nokat matzah. Meaning that one can argue that the moment the Rashbam tells us that the reason why we chose to talk about the matzah and not the Korban Pesach is because we're not talking about the level of nafshei kotza, we're talking about the level where a person is just not mis'ave lechol, and the level of not mis'ave lechol, it's easier to get yourself to that level klape achilas matzah than it is to get yourself to that level legabe achilas pesach. Because achilas pesach is a more enjoyable achila, and for a person to lose his appetite for basar, it takes more than for a person to lose his appetite for matzah. So in theory, you could say that perhaps the Rashbam is changing how he's understanding what the Gemara means when it says achila gasa, even though that's something that the Rashbam should have told us is happening. But like we said, that's still not going to help us, because the Rashbam in the beginning of the perek then should have said that the chashash is that he's not going to be mekayim mitzvah min amuvcher, instead of saying that he should be letei oven so that he should be mekayim hider mitzvah. So the Chasam Sofer gives an answer To explain the Rashbam back on Saritesma Beis, the Rashbam over there is explaining according to the Havamin of the Gemara. If you'll remember, there on Saritesma Beis, the Gemara immediately assumed that our Mishnah that says that you're not allowed to eat Ad Shetechshach from Samach Lemincha is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds in the Braisa that on every Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov, Min HaMincha L'Maila, a person is not allowed to eat Kedei Sheyikanes L'Shabbos Kishehu Taiva, that a person should go into Shabbos with an appetite. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Rabbi Yossi argues, and he says, you're not responsible to make sure that you have an appetite when Shabbos comes. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, just like every Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's an inyan to make sure that he has an appetite. And the reason explains the Rashbam over there, Alib de Rabbi Yehuda is, Kedei Sheyehe Kiddush Usud Shabbos Chaviv Alav. So too, Legabe Erev Pesach, there's also an inyan to make sure that you have an appetite in order that you should eat the Matzah Shal Mitzvah L'Teyavin, Mishum Hidr Mitzvah. Masha'enkein, according to Rabbi Yossi, the maskana of the Gemara is that the Mishnah could even go according to Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, an Erev Pesach, there's a dim mishum chiyuvah de matzah, that is in order that it shouldn't be an achila gasa. The Tosfos that we mentioned earlier that asks the kasha that if achila gasa is not considered achila, like we see in our sugya, that we're choshish, that maybe he's going to eat achila gasa, he won't be mekayim the mitzvah. And similarly, Tosfos brings the Gemara in Yuma that says that ha'ochel achila gasa b'yom kippurim is potter. Tosfos had asked from the Gemara in Nazir that says that when a person ate the Pesach achila gasa, all it says is that he wasn't mekayim mitzvah min ha'muvchar, but we shouldn't call him a rasha. So the first teretz in Tosfos was to say that there are two types of achila gasa. Tosfos gives another teretz. We shouldn't call him a Rasha, even though his Achila was not an Achila at all. He says, he wasn't Mekayim Mitzvah Achila, but he was Mekayim the Mitzvah Pesach. The Achilas Psochim Loi Ma'akva. The Maral in the Gvuras Hashem, Perik Memches, asks that, I don't understand. It's true that he was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Pesach itself, but the Mitzvah Achilas Pesach, even if it's not Ma'akiv to make you bring a carbon Pesach Sheni, and you're considered as having brought the carbon Pesach, but it's a mitzvah unto itself, like the Rambam is Mavur in Perik Chesuchas carbon Pesach Halacha Aleph, that it's its own mitzvah. So he wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah achilas pesach. Why don't we call him a Rasha? Because he wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah asay of achilas psachim. The Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah vav, Sivkot and Gimel, answers that in the mitzvah asay, that a person wasn't Mekayim, he's not called a Rasha because he's just being over b'sheva al taisa. He's doing it through inaction. The Dvar Shmuel says, I don't understand. If that's true, then even if achilas psachim was ma'akiv in the mitzvah of asiyas pesach, we still shouldn't call him a Rasha. And the Gemara's mashma that the reason why we're claiming he shouldn't be called a Rasha is because as long as he was Mekayim, the main mitzvah of Pesach, it just wasn't Mekayim, mitzvah min ha'muvchar, he doesn't deserve to be called a Rasha. Mashma, that if he wouldn't be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Pesach in total, then he would be called a Rasha. Not like what the Minchas Chinuch is insinuating. It could be that the Pshat in the Gemara is that since Karban Pesach is a mitzvah say that you're Chayiv Karis for, that's why he would be called a Rasha. Any other mitzvah say, like the mitzvah of Achilas Pesachim, he wouldn't be called a Rasha when he doesn't do it because it's B'Shev Al Taisa. But the mitzvah of not bringing the Karban Pesach, that's something that a person would be called a Rasha since you see that he would be Chayiv Karis by not doing it. It's also possible that the Shita of Tosfos themselves is that the mitzvah of Achilas Pesachim is not a separate mitzvah. It's only a chelik of the mitzvah of the Karban Pesach, and therefore, since you're only lacking a prat in the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach, so Tosfos holds you wouldn't be called a Rasha. Furthermore, it's possible that if Tosfos indeed holds that the mitzvah of Achilas Pesachim is not a separate mitzvah, then its din is like all other kodshim. All other kodshim, the Beis Halevi in Chelik Aleph, Simon Beis, Oy Zion, explains that by all other kodshim, the mitzvah is not that the gavra should do an achila. Rather, you have to make sure that it doesn't come l'idei noiser. If that's the way that Tosfos sees the gedder, which is why they would consider it not its own separate mitzvah, then even if a person were to eat achila gasa, he also ensured that it doesn't come l'day noiser. So if you understand, like the Rambam and like the Beis Halevi explains, the Rambam understands the mitzvah of achilas pesachim, which is a separate mitzvah, it's its own mitzvah, then the gavra has a mitzvah, and then you're not yoytze when you do an achila gasa. Masha'enkin, if you see it as being a chelik of the mitzvah of a korban pesach itself, then it's mistaver to say that you're yoytze even by achila gasa, because you made sure that it didn't come l'day noiser. The Ran says over here on the Shiloh of the Gemara, whether Samach L'Mincha G'doyla T'nan or Samach L'Mincha K'tana T'nan, he says that since it's an Iboidli, if Shita Naktina L'Chumra, you have to go L'Chumra, and it's usher to eat already from a half hour before Mincha G'doyla. Now the Ramah in Hilchas Sukkah, Simen Tov Reish Lamed Tes, Siv Gimel, brings the sheet of the Maril, who says, "V'lo yoichal b'layla harishoina ad shehei vadei layla." A person in the sukkah shouldn't eat the first night until it's for sure night. V'yoichal koydim chatzos layla, and he should make sure to eat before it becomes chatzos layla. V'lo yoichal mechatzos ve'elach, and he shouldn't eat from erev sukkis from chatzos ve'elach kedei sheyoichal besukkah l'teyavin dumya da'achilas matzah. Now this is difficult to understand, because the whole reason why on Erev Pesach it's Aser from Chatzos, meaning from a half hour before Mincha Gedoyla, is only because we're Choshish for the Tzad, that you're going to be Nimna from bringing the Karban Pesach, because you're going to be Nimshach in your Suda. Now Erev Sukkis you don't have that time, so why would it be Aser to eat from Chatzos? Even if on Erev Sukkis there's a din that you have to make sure that you eat L'Teyavin in the Sukkah, but as far as eating L'Teyavin on Erev Pesach, the only thing that is Aser, according to what we learned until now, is from Mincha Ketana. The Tzad to Aser from Mincha Gedoyla is because of a totally different reason, because of the Karban Pesach, and you don't have a Karban Pesach on Erev Sukkis. Now over there in the Bir HaGra, in Hilchos Sukkah, he explains that the Maril is going in the Shita of the Ran, in Perek Ari Pesachim, who says that it's in Boid Le'ifshita, and therefore you have to go L'Chumra, and L'Chumra means that on Pesach, you're Choshish for Samach L'Mincha Gedoyla. Aval Anan Le'Kaimel and Kain says the Gra that we don't paskin that way. But this question still remains, because even if you go like the Ran, that it's in Boid Le'ifshita, the Boid Le'ifshita is only Shayach on Erev Pesach, because the Tzad to say that you're Machmir, Machmas, the Karban Pesach, only exists on Erev Pesach, not on Erev Sukkis. So I think that the teres to this is that it is clear from the Shita of the Ran, we'll soon prove this, that he learned the Sugya differently than we've been explaining it till now. He learned the Sugya like the Rabbeinu David in our Sugya. According to the Girsa that we have, and the way that the Rashbam explains, the two Tzadim in the Shaila are, like we explained, are you usher to eat from Samach L'Mincha Gedoyla Dafka because of the Karban Pesach? Or is it usher only from Mincha Ketana, and that's because of Matzah you're going to eat it, Achila Gasa? However, the Rabbeinu David has a different girsa. His girsa is, Samach L'Mincha Gedoyla Tanan, Imisham Pesach, Imisham Matzah. On the Tzad that it's usher from Mincha Gedoyla, that could be either because of Pesach or because of Matzah. Because of Pesach, because you're going to be Nimna from bringing the Karban Pesach. And because of Matzah, because even according to that Tzad, the Rabbeinu David understands, and the Girsa that he has understands, that there still is a chash that the person is going to eat Achila Gasa when he eats the Matzah. The other Tzad of the Gemara Shaila is, Oidilma Samach L'Mincha Ketana, and then it's only because of Matzah, not because of Pesach. Because once you're dealing with Samach L'Mincha Ketana, it's already after the Zman HaKrovis HaPesach. So our Girsa holds that it's not even Shayach to deal with the Chshash of Achila Gasa if you're starting from before Mincha Gedoyla. But his Girsa understands that there's always a Chshash, whether it's Mincha Gedoyla or Mincha Ketana of Achila Gasa, and the difference between the two Tzadim is the other way, that on Mincha Ketana, you can only deal with the chshash of Achila Gasa and not a chshash of Karban Pesach. Now, once you say that the reason why it would be usher from before Mincha Gedoyla is because of Achila Gasa as well, then it could be learned out from Pesach to Sukkot. We always learn out the Gzeir Shava from the first night of Pesach to the first night of Sukkot with Gzeir Shava Tesvav Tesvav. And even Dinam Drabanan we equate, we're Mashveh from one to the other. So if there's a halacha that we treat the Achila of Leil Pesach with this new din, that we're worried about Achila Gasa, therefore you can't eat on Erev Pesach, then we would treat the Achila of Leil Sukkot the same way. And therefore, we can understand how it's possible to be machmir because of the Nibodle Ifshita also on the first night of Sukkot. Now, what's the raya that the Ran learns like the Rabbeinu David? There's really two rayas. There's one raya from the Ran says in Ezogais on the Rif, and also from what the Ran says in the Chedushei Aran. Because the question is, the Ran and his Agois and the Rif is the one that says that it's a Niboid Le'ifshita and you go L'Chumra. And the question is, how could you say it in Niboid Le'ifshita? The Gemara is Poshet Shaila. Because the Gemara brings a Tashma, Afilo Agrippus HaMelech, Shehu Rogel Lecho B'teisha Shois, Oysa Yoyim Lo'yoichel Ad Shetechshach. And the Gemara says, Yamr Bishlom Esamach L'Mincha Ketana Tanan. Then we understand the Rabuse de Agrippus, that even though it did not yet come his time to eat, and the Zman Isser is not yet here, still we tell him not to eat, which means that he's going to have to totally fast. However, the Gemara says, Ella, I Amrit, Samach L'Mincha Gedoyla Tanan, my Rabuse de Agrippus, Chal Isser Le Meikara. Meaning that the Isser has already been Chal from Sheish Shois Olamala, And there wouldn't be any hava minute to be matter more by Agrippus, who doesn't eat until Teisha Shoyes, that he should go and do the Isser, after the Isser Achil was already Chal. So lefi the pashtus of the sugya, the maskana of the Gemara is that samach lemincha ktana tanan. Ah, you'll ask, what's the rebusei de Agrippa still? Like the Gemara says, soif soif, my rebusei de Agrippa so matile is mani surah. And as the Rashbam explains, before he finishes his suda, it's going to be usher to eat. So the Gemara answers that as well, because there would have been a half a minute to say that since Agrippus doesn't eat until 9 shoys, so I would say that Teisha shoys, Agrippus ka arba shoys, di dan dummy, and therefore there's no problem of eating matzah latte oven for somebody like Agrippus. So from this it's mashma that the maskon of the sugya is samach l'mincha ktana tanan, and that's what the Rosh says. The Rosh says in Simon Yud Tes that the maskon of the sugya is samach l'mincha ktana tanan. And the whole chash is only because you're going to come to eat the matzah achila gasa. However, this is all true if you learn like the girsa that we have. But if you learn like the Rabbeinu David's girsa, then even on the tzad that samach l'mincha means mincha gedoyla tanan, there is still the possibility of understanding that that iser is because of matzah latte oven and not because of the Karban Pesach, as we explained earlier. That mincha gedoyla could go either way. It could be an iser because of the asiyas of Pesach, or an iser because of achilas matzah. So according to the maskan of the Gemara, the Rabusei de Agrippus, that he may not have a problem with achila gasa because he doesn't eat until 9 hours, can just as easily be a way to explain the shaila on the tzad of mincha gedoyla tanan as it is according to the tzad of mincha ketana tanan. And that's why the Ran says that it's in iboid lo yivshita. And indeed, the Ran in the Chedusha Ran says, Mauritema Teisha Shois, La Agrippus, Kedalet, Ludidan Dami, Pirish says the Chedusha Ran, Vahashta Yachlinan Lememer de Samach Lemincha Gedoilatanan, Umishamatza. Once you say this Mauritema that the Gemara says at the end, that Agrippus doesn't have the same problem as everybody else does with Achila Gasa, then it's possible to learn, according to the Ran, that the Isser is Samach Lemincha Gedoila. That's what the Ran says. Yachlinan Lemem, we can still say now, it's not possible to say anymore that the Isser is because of the Pesach, because then there would be no Chiddush for Agrippus, because like we said, the Chiddush of Agrippus can only be a Chiddush l'gabe achila gasa, but the Chiddush of Agrippus not being able to do it from Samach l'mincha gedoyla mishum Pesach, there would be no special Chiddush in Agrippus. And that's why the Ran in the Chiddushim continues then and says, Hilkach leiv shita bevayan midi to leipig b'nei klum. We haven't been poshed our So the reason why the Ran is capable of saying that we weren't poishet our shayla is gufa because he learns the shayla differently, and he learns that even on the tzad of mincha gedoyla, the problem is because of achila gasa. Once you say that, so then the chiddush of Agrippus can be equally applicable to mincha gedoyla as it is to mincha ketana. So now we can understand what the Maril says and what the Goyin says, that the paskins, like the Ran, who says it's in iboid le ifshita uluchumra, that includes two things. First of all, he's paskin and it's in iboid le ifshita, and we go luchumra. Second of all, the fact that he paskins that it's in iboid le ifshita shows us that al karchach, the tzad of samach lemincha gedoyla, is a tzad because of achila gasa, and once you say that, it could be applied also to sukkahs. If the tzad of mincha gedoyla was only because of the Karban Pesach, then of course you can't apply it to sukkahs, but once you say like the Rabbeinu David, and like the Chedush Ran says, so then it could be equally applicable to sukkahs as it is to Pesach. The Gemara says that although you're not allowed to eat a suda from Samach L'mincha, but the Gemara says that you're allowed to be matbil b'mini targima. The Rashbam says that mini targima means peiris and basar b'loy lechem. Toises in Dibra Maschul mini targima says that it can't be because usually mini targima means the chameshis mini dogon. The lashon of the Rif is mitabel mitapel, kolaymar mavir pita b'mini targima. Which sounds like what he means to say is that you pass your pass through Mine Tagima, Kigoyim Peris Vikitnias Uchiyotzebehen. It sounds like what he's trying to say is that you take your pass and you dip it into Mine Tagima, and even though we said you're not allowed to be Keveh Suda from Mincha L'mayla, but when you do it this way, you're being maver your pass through Mine Tagima, it seems you're doing it in a way that the pass is tuffle to the Mine Tagima. And that's what it means, mitabel mitapel. You make it tuffle to the mini targima, such that you don't even have to make a bracha on the pass. Because once it becomes tuffle to the mini targima, especially if you're mavir pita, which means you're mavir the tam of the pass with the mini targima, the pass becomes tuffle to it, and you make a bracha on the ikar, and it's poiter satfela. And it would seem that if you do it in this manner, there's no chash you're going to end up eating achila gasa. However, the Machzah Shekel in Siman Tov Ayin Aleph Sivkot and Beis explains the riff differently, and he says Shemachlif Alechem Shehoya Roy Lechol, which means that you exchange the lechem that you were going to eat for Minitar Gima. And so he's understanding the riff's lashon of Mavir Pitoy B'Minitar Gima means that you remove your pass in favor of Minitar Gima, and that's what it means Metapel. Dahainu, that you make it Tfeilav and you don't eat it. So essentially, we have four ways of learning. Mitabel v'oichlo, according to the Rashbam, means that they took mini targima and you dipped it into a tibol. According to Tosfos, mitabel mini targima means to do a tibol with chamenish is mini dagon. According to the Pashut Pshat in the Rif, mitabel means to be mavir pitoy, to pass your bread through a tibol of mini targima. And according to Machzah Shekel's Pshat, you exchange your bread for mini targima, and that's what Tabel means. The Gemara relates that Rava have a shasi chamra kule maila yomer de pischa. Rava used to drink wine the entire day of erev Pesach kiheche de nigrei libe in order to give himself more of an appetite. De nechel matza tfei laorta. It sounds like what the Gemara is saying is that he would try to cause himself to have an appetite so that he would eat more matzah that night. Neshayel sechuvis avdei nezer chelik beis. Simon Tov Mem Ches, Ois Zayin. He brings a raya from here to the sheet of the Maral in the Gvuras Hashem, who says that every kezayis that a person eats on Leil Pesach, he's mekayim another mitzvah with. Because since it says Be'erev Tochel Matzah, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah the entire night. And therefore, he says, that's why Rava would drink wine to make himself have to eat many zaysim. In the Sefer Moedim Uzmanim Chela Gimel, Semiration and Beis, he brings a raya from the Shiltas to this Yesoid, because in the Shiltas it says, V'iles le'lemechel kulei sudasa mehech de minter, if the person doesn't have enough matzah, shmura, to last through the whole suda, ochel bereisha mehech de loy mintera. Which means that there's l'chatchila a din that the entire night he should eat matzah shmura, which means he's being mekayim the mitzvah the whole night, not just with the first kezayis that he eats. However, this raya would only be a raya according to our girsa. If you take a look at the Rif, his girsa in the Gemara is Rava have a shasi chamra kol ma'ale yomer de pischa ki hechi de garer le lelibe ki hechi de tishani le matzah leorta, in order that the matzah should be mahani loy, not that he drank wine in order that he should eat more matzah, a larger quantity of matzah. Rather, he wanted that he should have more hanah from the matzah as he eats it. The Rashbam also seems to learn in our sugya that the whole purpose of drinking yayin was to be goyer the lave in order that the achila should be latei oven, not that you should eat more quantity. In the Shalos Tshuvas Har Tzvi Arachaim, Simon Beis also originally brings the raya from our Gemara that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah the entire night, but then he says ulam achreya in yesh lefakfek b'chacha zu dabereish ari psachim tnan. In the beginning of ari psachim, it says the erev Pesach samach lemincha you shouldn't eat atcha techshach, and he says upirish Rashi in order that the matzah shall mitzvah shabil l'tiyav mishum hider mitzvah, says the Har Tzvi that since in the mitzvah of achilas matzah there is a hider mitzvah to eat it more l'tiyavin, so then it makes sense yesh lomit leniskaven. Rava lechel harbe. Rava didn't have the intention to eat a lot of matzah. Ratz lekayim mitzvah achilas hakezayis behider. And he wanted to have a greater appetite. It's even possible in our girsa to learn that as pshat, because when he says ki hechi de nigurei lelibe de nechol matzah tfei leorta, it could be that the kavana is that in order that his lave should be nigra, that he should give himself an appetite de nechol matzah tfei, meaning to say that the tfei doesn't go on the words de nechol matzah, implying that there was an inyan to have more quantity of matzah. Rather, the word tfei goes back on ki hechi de nigurei lelibe. He wanted to make himself an appetite for what the matzah, that appetite he wanted to be tfei, a greater and more enhanced appetite.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.